We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, returning to school in the fall. The governor's going to be talking about it today. A lot of parents debating it. And in the middle of all this, the numbers of kids with COVID increasing. Let's get more live from KNX 1070's John Barrett.
Some parents want their kids back in school because they have to work and they don't have child care. Others don't want them to return right now with the number of coronavirus cases still rising. And the latest numbers show that children, people under 18, now make up more than 7% of those infected in Los Angeles County and more than 8.5% in California as a whole.
Actually, in a study of some family clusters, children were very rarely the index case, meaning that they weren't really the vector that spread the virus to the rest of the family.
That's Dr. Nicole Groningen at Cedars-Sinai. Still, with school districts making up kids, their group is the K-12 group, the increased numbers are concerning. Experts say the higher numbers could be related to increased testing. Meantime, a former LA school official weighs in on the governor's plan for reopening schools. KNX 1070's Karen Adams has that part of the story.
School districts across the state are making decisions about sending kids back to the classrooms. Some are, some are not, and all will be looking to Governor Newsom today for guidance.
It's not all or nothing, and I think we have to stop that kind of black and white decision making.
However, David Tikofsky, a strategic education consultant, tells KNX kids shouldn't be back in the classroom as COVID-19 cases surge in California. What about classes being held outside as floated about in Orange County?
You can't necessarily do that in the winter quarter because it does rain. On the other hand, if it takes a bunch of drones to drop Harry Potter into children's apartments and backyards, let's send out the Air Force. Kids might end up reading more books at home than they read in school.
But if kids have to learn remotely, Tikofsky says the curriculum should include more teacher-student contact and projects that students can do together. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Orange County, it looks like, is turning out to be a bigger hotbed for COVID than L.A. County. This is according to the L.A. Times, which says statistics show that over the past 2 weeks, Orange County, as well as Riverside and San Bernardino counties, are now reporting worse case rates per capita than L.A. County. According to the Times analysis, counties that started the mask mandates earlier, including Los Angeles and San Diego, have reported smaller increases in hospitalizations. Orange County, of course, has seen a strong backlash to wearing mask. The county's chief executive officer, Frank Kim, is quoted as saying, obviously, there are some days when the county is higher than another, but he does not see Orange County as what he calls an outlier within the large urban counties here in Southern California.
But when it does come to L.A. County, this has been our worst week.
We've hit what Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer calls concerning milestones. Records for new COVID-19 cases reported in a single day were set twice this week. Hospitalizations jumped to the highest level since the crisis began. And deaths spiked earlier this week, with more than 70 reported in one day, the biggest number seen in weeks. In a statement, Ferrer warns without aggressive action on the part of every person, we will not get back to slowing the spread. There have now been close to 148,000 COVID-19 cases reported in the county and nearly 4,000 deaths. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Renters in L.A. have just before midnight to apply for the Emergency Renters Assistance Subsidy Program. It's going to provide aid up to $1,000 per month for households affected by COVID, open to all renters. It also includes people who are in multifamily rental units. city's housing department says that applicants will be updated on the status of the application within 10 days. And we still have that link on our website if you want to get in your application, KNX1070.com. LAPD Chief Michael Moore wants more power to fire officers. He says the three-member board of review that reviews his recommendations tends to be overly lenient, nearly always in favor of the cops. According to the LA Times, the chief has pointed to other police agencies where a police chief can quickly fire an officer and a decision is final unless overturned by a city manager or court. Now, doing this would require a change to the city charter, and the head of the police union, a spokesperson for the police union, has disagreed with this, saying what needs to be checked right now is the chief's power.
At least 72 hours of backup power now required at cell towers across California ahead of an emergency situation. That is the decision by the state regulators, who say customers are dependent on reliable cell phone service in times of emergencies, and they need to get through to 911. That includes the power shutoffs in the fire season.
A basic necessity for that internet data service is such a key component, and it's something we're going to, I'm sure, have to monitor to ensure that that is provided to all Californians during these disasters and emergency times.
More than a million people lost their service in the planned blackouts during the fire season last year.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.